Every week, we gather at this table to remember the death and resurrection of our Lord. While this meal serves as a reminder of what Christ did for us, it's also a reminder of the restored relationship that we have with our God. Turn with me over to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, I'll be reading verses 6 through 11. Verse 6, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one would scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." In this passage, Paul describes the types of people that Christ died for. Near the end of verse 6, Paul uses the word ungodly. This describes people who are wicked and do not fear God. We see this at the beginning of Romans chapter 1. Paul talks about how these people are ungodly. They knew about God. They have seen his works to where they are without excuse, but instead of honoring God, they rejected him and followed the sins of their hearts. In the middle of verse 8, we see the word sinners. Of course, this is the usual term to describe man's spiritual condition. A sinner is someone who has broken God's law, and because of this, sinners will pay the penalty for their sins. Lastly, the beginning of verse 10, we see the word enemies. An enemy of God is someone who hates or is hostile towards him. They rebel and retaliate by doing the very things that God hates. So after reading these descriptions, we may think that these people are unworthy of being saved. Because why would someone die for their enemies? Why spare someone from getting something that they deserve? Well, Scripture reminds us that these are the people who Christ died for. Paul writes that while we were weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. Did you notice the "we" in this passage? We must realize that before Christ, this is who we were. We were ungodly, sinners, and enemies. Because we were this way, our relationship with God was ruined. We messed it up. We separated ourselves from God because of our sin. And because of this, we deserved his wrath and his judgment. But because he loves us, he died so our relationship could be restored. Look again with me, starting in verse 10. I want to reread these two verses right here. Verse 10 in Romans chapter 5 tells us, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Three times Paul uses that word, reconciled. When I hear that word, I think of two friends who had some sort of disagreement or falling out, but they have reconciled with each other. They have come back together, they have forgiven each other, they have made things right again. Here, what does Paul mean when he says that we are reconciled to God? We've been reconciled to God because we've surrendered to Him. This means that we've stopped rebelling. We've stopped running away from God. We've stopped doing the things that He hates. By surrendering to God, we've traded our hardened and hostile hearts for a new one that's been shaped by Him. We are now focused on doing the things that pleases God. We are focused on serving Him. And since we've surrendered, we now have peace with God. Because we've surrendered, our relationship is restored. We are reconciled because we've surrendered to Him. Being reconciled also means that we've been saved. By dying on the cross, Jesus broke the barrier of sin that separated us from God. Because of this, He's made it possible for us to escape death by being united with Him. But because of the cross, not only is our relationship restored, but He has also restored our souls. We see this over in Colossians chapter 1, if you want to turn over there with me. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, starting in verse 19. Colossians 1, verse 19 starts there, saying, "For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, He has now reconciled in His body of flesh by His death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before Him." By being reconciled with Christ, He has made us holy and blameless. Our sins have been forgiven. He has made us new and better than before. By being reconciled, He has restored our souls. This meal is a reminder of the sacrifice that has reconciled us with God. And as we partake, we can celebrate this. We should rejoice, because God has proven how much He's loved us by giving us His Son. We can celebrate because we've been united with Him. And we praise Him because through Him we've been given life. When we eat from the table, let's rejoice and remember the sacrifice that has reconciled us with the Father.